Hi, listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sea of Four Nations broadcast here on Anchor FM. And I am your host, Prophetess Vanetta Chisholm Moore. And I would like to thank you all for being in support of this podcast show. I pray that it helps to bring clarity and direction and that it brings you to a closer walk with God for your highest good. With that being said, I want to talk about lies. Lies. Yes, lies. Lies didn't just pop up 100 years ago. Lies just didn't pop up in the last 2 weeks or since the election. Lies have always been around from the beginning of time. So with that being said, I just want to talk about how lies, what is the purpose of a lie? A purpose of a lie is to manipulate or to steer your thoughts or to steer someone in a direction for your benefit or to get away with something, to cover something that eventually is going to be revealed anyway. But, you know, people lie to get the advantage. But I want to talk about not people lying, but I want to talk about Satan lying. You know, the things that are being said to us by his agents, whoever he chooses to use, so that he can get an advantage over us. And understand that the spiritual realm is real. The spiritual realm is real. It's unseen. It exists. It's alive and very active. And there's a war going on between good and evil. You can watch a Marvel comic and you always have a villain against the heroes. There's always a dynamic with everything you see. If there is an up, there's a down, there's a left, there's a right, there's a hot, there's a cold. So why can't we see this in the spiritual realm, that there is an opposite of good? There is an opposite of God. So with that being said, you know, there are many lies that are out there, and I just want to give people an insight on how these lies work to kind of draw you away from God and the relationship that he wants to have with you. You know, God is loving. He thought out a whole plan for us, but the enemy wants to overthrow that plan. So I'm going to go through some lies that, you know, we have heard, and I want to talk about what apologetics are. Apologetics are your basis of truth, of why you believe what you believe, and why you have the faith that you have. And this is very important, because there's no need in walking around believing something that you don't understand why you believe in what you believe. So I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Stay put, we'll be right back. Enjoy the show.
All right, we are back. I told you not to go anywhere. You may want to get a notepad and paper, because I definitely like to take notes, need to take notes, you know, so that you can always refer back to and kind of solidify what is given to you. So we were talking about the spiritual realm being real and unseen, and how active it is, and how there is a dynamic to God and his enemy. So the enemy tells a lie to get the advantage. And I got a list of lies that have been known that the devil has used against anyone that is trying to come to the Lord or have a relationship with God already. So let's start with lie number one. And I'm sure some of you might have an understanding of a list of lies that he tells too, because we have battles with our finances, our health, our relationships and marriages and marriage and things like that. And so I know you know how the enemy works, and it's very important that you understand how your enemy fights against you. That way you can have an advantage, you know, and not always get caught up in the throes of battle and losing battles, that you'll start to win your battles. And sometimes battles are a long time. It doesn't mean you lost them, but you know, you have to keep fighting. But let's start with lie number one, the biggest lie, that all people will be forgiven and be in heaven. God will surely forgive me without Jesus in my life. Okay, that's lie number one. And you guys know that we are as filthy rags. We come into this world with sin. We sin. We offend God. So we need forgiveness. We need something to offer to God for our sins. And Jesus is that offering. He's the one that was without sin, without spot or wrinkle. He came down here as a sacrifice for us, as a mediator, a stand-in between. He's like your lawyer, your defense attorney. So when you do something against God, He steps in front of you and He sees His Son, and His Son makes intercession for you, or is stands in the gap, and His Son is representation of love. And I'm not saying that His Son is a green card to go crazy and do whatever you want to do offending God, but you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He's saving you from yourself, because y'all, come on, y'all know we would do anything, say anything, if we didn't have a restraint of righteousness. And that didn't come out of us just naturally. Naturally, we are sinful. Second lie, there is no God or devil. And like I said, now that's the biggest lie in the world. You know you have an enemy. If you know you can get hot water, you know you can get cold water. If you know there's a left, there's a right. If you know there's a up, there's a down. If you know there's a hero, there's a villain. So if God, where God exists, you know that there is something that is going to oppose that power. It's the spirit of rebellion. When you try your best to do good and you find that you are criticized or something in the negative happens, that's something that's fighting against you, because you are at the time acting in character of God. And so you know who don't appreciate that, because you're one of His. The other lie is there is no heaven or hell. And when I think about this, I think about all of the stuff that goes on in the world. You might say, if God was real, why would He let all of this bad stuff happen? I have had that thought too. When I think about the things that innocent children go through, when I think about bad things happening to good people. But the thing about that is, God gave every person a choice. And that is the only way that we are judged according by our actions. So God did not make somebody do these evil things. They had a choice to do them. And when they do them, He knows how to judge that person. They didn't have to do it, but it was by choice. So it's not so much as that God is to blame. God lets you make your decision. He gives you a conscience and common sense. So if you choose to harm somebody, you had a choice not to harm somebody. So you will be judged And there is a place for people after the judgment. Honestly, we judge down here on earth. If a person does bad, we don't let them go free. And we're just mankind down here on earth. So how much more would you think God would do after that? He is a judge. He will judge. And there's got to be a holding place for you if you choose to do wrong or make the wrong decision. Because you know what? Who's not going to be at fault? God is not going to be at fault. Because he's going to tell you you had a choice. His hands are always going to be clean. That's him. Now, he's a loving, kind God to even in the scripture to tell you to choose life. After he give you the answer to the test and you still choose the wrong answer, he is not at fault. But you got to be judged. You got to be chastised. He chastised us because he loved us. I know that was going a little deeper, but it makes sense. He set two options in front of you. And he told you which one to choose. And you chose the opposite. So there's a consequence behind it. He know what the consequence is. Told you what the consequence is. Because he said the wages of sin is death. Choose life. He told you the answer. But you decide to do something else. And then you get mad and want to blame the consequence behind it. It don't work like that. So there is a heaven, there is a hell, there is a place. Just think, if somebody does something really evil to the person that you love so much, you're going to feel some kind of way and you're going to want judgment. You're going to want justice. God is a God of justice. He's fair. So there is a heaven and a hell because God is fair. He means business. The Bible, I love this lie here. This is a trip. The Bible was just a book written by men. Okay. The Bible is just a book written by men. Everything else in the world is written by men. You have men who write movies, men who write books, novels, and everything else. But it's about the source of where it's coming from. Is the source coming from darkness or is it coming from light? That's what makes the difference between the Bible and something else. And if a person have an issue with accepting the Bible as truth or accepting the Bible as a book written by men, if you got an issue with something written by men, don't turn no TV on. Don't read a newspaper. Don't read a magazine because that was written by man too. So I think our judgment sometimes gets a little lopsided when we listen to the lie. See, the devil is a lunatic. He'll tell you something and have you thinking in that direction when it really is not making sense when you think about it. If you got an issue with taking in something that a man wrote, don't read nothing. But the Bible was inspired by God's Spirit. God's Spirit is holy. So what he wrote down wasn't of himself, because you know man ain't no good. Man is not holy. We ain't pure. But the pure Spirit told man what to write. I know that's a lot to take in right now, but think about that. We worry about the wrong stuff. I'll be right back.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Stay put, we'll be right back. Enjoy the show.
We are back, and I want to wrap this session up talking about lies. They say that if you want to hide something, put it in a book.
Satan hopes that you will not pick up the Bible and read it. The powers of darkness know what the truth is and hope that you will continue to have doubts about the Word of God so that he can gain the advantage over your life and make you miserable unto death and damnation. That's why he must create excuses and doubt so that you will not pick up your Bible and read it. Now that is a clever tactic. I'm just going to go over a few scriptures. Don't want you to take my word for it, of course, but I want you to read it for yourself. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter and 3rd verse, says that in this time it will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will reap unto themselves teachers in accordance with their own lusts. Let me read that again. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they shall heap to themselves teachers in accordance with their own lusts. If you want a deeper breakdown, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing. They will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and support the errors that they hold. There it is. So this is where that creation of doubt is. So long as he can keep you doubting God's word or keep you saying, okay, well, listen over here. This is what it really means. So you can do that or act that way, or you can say that. God is holy. That point blank. Hell is real. The Bible tells us that the torment will be physical. If you read, you might want to get a pen and paper. That way you can read it for yourself. Luke 16, chapter the 24th verse, talks about physical torment, that hell is real. Jude, the 12th and 13th chapter. Revelation, the 14th chapter and 11th verse. Revelation, the 19th chapter and 20th verse. Revelation, the 20th chapter and 10th verse. So that's talking about hell being a physical torment. Because a lot of people will go around saying that this is hell right here on earth. No, those are two different things. Now, one, you might be going through hell on earth, but we're talking about after the judgment, hell, the final destination place, the place where there's no escaping. The Bible talks about how hell is a mental torment. Luke, the 16th chapter and the 25th verse, it says, and besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from here to us. Meaning there is a great separation. There's a great separation between this world and hell being real. There's a difference. The Bible is real. Mark, the 13th chapter and the 31st verse. And Jesus said this, after all, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. After looking at the evidence, one can say without a doubt that yes, the Bible is God's word truly. Another evidence that shows that the Bible is truly God's word is the prophecies within its pages. The Bible has hundreds of detailed prophecies talking about individual nations, including Israel, certain cities, and people. Other prophecies concerning Jesus, how he would be the Messiah, the Savior of all who believe in him. Now, unlike prophecies in other religious books or, you know, predictions by Nostradamus, those predictions are like really vague. You know, they don't give a lot of information, but a biblical prophecy is extremely detailed. They have been extremely detailed. There are over 300 prophecies about Jesus Christ in the Old Testament alone. You know, it was foretold where he was going to be born, what lineage he came from, and also how he would die and how he would rise again. There's no logical way to explain the prophecies that's already fulfilled, except that God gave this information. Man was just a pen. So when he touched man, it's like God picking up a pen and writing this down. So we fuss about the wrong thing, saying man wrote the Bible. Like I say, then man wrote everything else, so don't read that either. Don't watch that either. He write movies. Don't watch that. You worry about what a man wrote, you know, but it's about who inspired. God is divine power that inspired man and told him to work or write it. Told him to, you know, record what I'm telling you. He did it for us. He recorded it for us. Wanted us to know so that we would not be separated from him. He wanted us to know that he has an enemy, and that enemy is your enemy also. The word of God is here to protect us and to guide us from this plane to the spiritual plane. But if the devil can keep you doubting everything that God is trying to tell you, you're going to be headed right that way where you think it's no hell, no separation, or whatever doubt is put against the word. You know, there are other prophecies that are being fulfilled right now concerning our government that's in the Bible right now. I don't hear any other nations or any other people giving these fulfilled predictions already, except through the Bible. As a matter of fact, if you do hear, they're getting it from the Bible. So, you know, the Bible contains a lot of things that's for you. And if the enemy can get you to doubt something that's here to help you, oh, he got you already. So with that being said, I just hope that you don't accept lies from any area of your life. Read the Bible for yourself. So don't accept lies in your love life, family. I don't care what happens in your family. Don't hide secrets, because somebody's hurting from secrets being hidden or lies being told. That destroys a family. If it's not mentally helpful, don't keep that lie alive. Lies are meant to destroy. Lies can cause people to lose their jobs, get fired. If you're being, just don't accept lies in any area of your life. That's all I'm saying. Because it's really not worth it. So with that being said, be truthful to yourself and to all men. Most of all, be faithful and truthful unto God. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Sea of Four Nations broadcast here on Anchor FM.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.